Today's podcast topic is, which came first, thought or idea? Welcome to episode 3, splendidness of thought or an idea. I'm Dr. Mel, and I'm glad you're here. Let's start with a simple but powerful question. Do thoughts come first, or do ideas? Think about it for a moment. Every day, our minds are filled with thoughts. Constant, sometimes random, sometimes automatic. And over time, some of those thoughts begin to organize themselves. They take shape, they become clearer, and eventually they turn into something structured, something actionable, what we call an idea. So in many ways, thoughts can be seen as the raw material, while ideas are the refined outcome. But here's where it gets interesting. Some philosophical perspectives suggest the opposite. They argue that ideas may exist before thoughts, that what we perceive, what we understand as reality, is shaped by ideas that already exist within the mind, that the mind and its ideas are the foundation of everything. When we look back at ancient Western philosophy, especially the teachings of the Greeks, we see thinkers deeply engaged in this very question. They explored how great ideas are formed, often through debate, through reflection, through the clash of perspectives. So which truly comes first, a thought or an idea? Let's break it down a little further. Thoughts are ongoing. They're fluid. They can be passive, like memories, beliefs, or even those sudden moments when something just clicks. Ideas, on the other hand, are more structured, more intentional. They're formed with purpose, often designed to solve a problem or create something meaningful. And most of the time, an idea doesn't come from just one thought. It comes from many thoughts, filtered, shaped, and connected over time. That's why we often have far more thoughts than we do actual ideas, because not every thought evolves into something solid. Now, if we shift into a more modern perspective, even politics and history show us how powerful ideas can be. Major events, crises, turning points in history, they often spark entirely new ways of thinking, new ideas that reshape societies. And then there's the scientific angle. Some suggest that thoughts themselves are a product of evolution, that our neural processes generate thoughts first, and over time, those thoughts develop into complex, abstract ideas. So again, we come back to the same question. Which truly comes first? Maybe the answer isn't so simple. Maybe it's not about one coming before the other, but about how they work together. Because thoughts feed ideas, and ideas, in turn, influence future thoughts. It's a continuous cycle. Now here's something practical to take with you. Ideas don't just appear fully formed. They evolve. They're passed from one mind to another, refined over time, strengthened through expression. That's why simple actions like writing things down, sketching, even doodling, can be incredibly powerful, because they help transform fleeting thoughts into something real, something actionable, something that can grow. But there's also a balance to be aware of, because having too many ideas can actually slow you down. It can create noise, confusion, and sometimes progress requires filtering, letting go of certain thoughts, so the right ideas can take shape. So maybe the real focus isn't just whether thoughts come before ideas, but how we manage both, how we capture them, refine them, and bring them into the world in a meaningful way. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I'd really love to hear your perspective. Do you think thoughts come first or ideas? Go ahead and share your input. I look forward to engaging with you.